أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. In the ayats we discussed already, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes Himself after saying that all praise is due to Him, to Allah. He is the Rabb of the entire universe. He is extremely, excessively compassionate, extremely, excessively merciful. Maliki Yawmiddin, He is the owner of the day of recompense, that is the day of Qiyamah. In this ayat, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, at the beginning we discussed a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to the virtue of the surah, and the surah has been called As-Salah. Over there, this ayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it is, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said that this ayah is between me and my servant, and for whatever my servant asks for, he shall receive. So on the one hand, one part of it, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, from our side, is a claim, is a proclamation that you alone do we worship. We are making the statement to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that we do not worship anyone else but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We do not believe in any other power, any other might, any other God, any form of divinity whatsoever but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and we make only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ibadat. Just the gist of what ibadat is all about, so that we would understand when we say that we worship only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then obviously we should have some idea of this word or this term ibadat. Ulama have given different definitions of ibadat, but a very conclusive definition is, number one, there is extreme humility. Number two, with that extreme humility, there is submission, there is subjugation to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When we speak of the submission and subjugation to Allah, it refers to ita'at and obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with extreme respect, extreme love, an honor for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So from our side, there is this, what is termed as tadhallul, absolute humility. We would realize, the more we realize the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the more we would realize our helplessness, our own feebleness, and in that helplessness and that feebleness, we submit to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There needs to be a great deal of respect, love, honor for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The second aspect of ibadat, and this is a general mistake that I make and all of us make, is that we feel that ibadat is confined only to what we would term as our rituals, to our submissions directly to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the form of our salat, or in the form of our zakat, our tilawat of the Quran Sharif, our dhikrullah. But that is not the only form of ibadat for a believer. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has extensively spoken about the aspect of ibadat. The gist of it is that besides the four aspects of our faraiz, that is our salat, our zakat, our sawm, our fasting, and our hajj, and together with that, the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, in all conditions, to remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In all conditions, to remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala would mean that whether we are in the masjid, or whether we are in our businesses, our practices, our homes, we remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and of course, we obey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then he also speaks about the aspect of our earning a living, that when we are earning a living and we're doing it halal according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the framework that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has allowed us to occupy ourselves and to earn our living, then that is also a very, very great form of ibadat in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we make proper and correct intentions, then for that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward us. Then he also speaks about ibadat in the form of our interaction with others, be it our close family members, our neighbors, our associates, whether it be business, friends, otherwise. But our interrelationship, interpersonal relationship with these individuals is also a great form of ibadat. And then he speaks about following the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in short, in every aspect of a believer's life, there is this ibadat, and we should remember that the submission is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa iyyaka nasta'in, and you only, it is only you do we seek help from. There is nobody else that we seek help from, but from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For these two aspects, we need to make a great deal of effort. That when we worship only Allah. When we seek help only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That lengthy hadith of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given him several advices. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him in one part, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِمْ بِاللَّهِ. O Abdullah, when you ask, ask only from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When you seek help only from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The truth of the matter is this, that if this whole world gets together, and if they want to benefit you, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not decree benefit, they will not be able to benefit you. And if this whole world wants to harm you, and Allah Ta'ala did not decree harm, then they cannot harm you. That is all written by Allah, and that is ascertained by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So here, we are asking from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in many ways, that we are saying to Allah, we are pledging to Allah, that you alone do we seek help from. In other words, we are actually asking the help of Allah Rabbul Izzat after testifying that it is only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that we worship. Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayhi once was reciting the surah, and he came to Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, and he fell down fainting. After he recovered, people asked him, what happened to you? He said, I realized and I discovered what a lie I speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in every day I am saying Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, but when we introspect, do we worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we ask help only from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Is Allah the first port of call that we make when we are in difficulties? We need to bring this reality within ourselves. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruk.